Maria Kanellis Bennett and Mike Bennett, there's been some rumors. Are they going to WWE? Have they signed? Are they close to signing? Well, I had a chance to catch up with them, and let's find out if we got that answered.
Brian Ryder here for Main Event Radio. I'm with a lovely couple, Maria Kanellis and Mike Bennett. How you doing?
I'm good, but it's actually Maria Kanellis Bennett, and I am the first lady of professional wrestling.
Excuse me, madam.
Oh, you're excused.
She's very upset about that. You got my name right, though. I'm just Mike Bennett.
You didn't take the Kanellis last name?
No. We thought about it.
I take each other's last name?
Yeah.
We're planning on it, actually.
No, I'm Mike Kanellis, and Mike she's Maria Bennett.
Maria Bennett, you know, still no connection whatsoever. Mm-hmm.
So how did you two meet? Was it in ROH?
No, it was actually at an independent wrestling show, Northeast Wrestling. We met there, and I saw him across the room, and he was wearing a Ring of Honor hat, and I loved Ring of Honor at the time, so I went over, and I was like, hey, so you work for Ring of Honor? This is my pickup line. And I wasn't actually trying to pick him up. I just, you know, thought he was
real
cute.
She could have said anything. Now look at her. She could have been like, hey, nice face. Like, yeah.
Hey, so nice hands.
Nice elbows.
But yes, we met there and waited a couple months after that and ended up starting to talk on Twitter. And then that was our form of communication for a while.
I DM'd her.
Yeah.
I slid into her DMs.
Hey, that's
what
gross.
They say. No, that's the kids
no,
say.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they say just slide into my DMs, and I slid into your DMs.
That's awful.
Hey, you didn't know what I was doing.
No, and you know what I said the other day? I said Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you know, Mike and I, we just, you know, Netflix and chill. And then I
was
realized.
Was that your first date?
No. What? No. Okay. No, I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, man.
No. Okay. Anyways. Okay.
So was it love at first sight?
Yes. It was, well, maybe for him.
My goodness.
It was something. I knew there was something, but we were both dating other people at the time, so there really couldn't be much more than that.
Yeah.
But I knew after our first date, we went to Cheesecake Factory.
Oh,
real,
that's a great
you know,
place. Real fancy.
Yeah, real fancy, because we're fancy people.
Yeah.
Not really. But yeah, I knew. I knew after that first date, for sure. Yeah.
It was love at first sight.
For you, it was maybe.
It was. It might have taken a little bit.
Okay. You had to Netflix and chill a little bit.
Yeah.
I
knew right after I slid into her DMs that it was all good.
I didn't know this was the direction of the interview.
Yeah.
This is what happens sometimes. You know, we started off one way and up another.
Uh-huh.
So we actually had you on the show a few years ago.
Yes.
We were interviewing you as you were getting a photo shoot with Playboy.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is that wasn't a few years ago. That was 9 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Very, very ancient now.
No, then
I love it on, like, Instagram and stuff. People are like, you're so old. I'm like, yeah, I'm 35, and I'm proud of all those years.
You don't look like you've aged much, though.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, maybe 9 years has passed, but yeah, you look amazing.
I think she gets better with age.
Yeah. You have to say that.
She's like a fine wine.
You have to say that. I can be honest.
Maybe.
And you're just
I
as
still
lovely,
think so, though.
Just as beautiful as always.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, yeah. This is a compliment Maria time.
Yeah. 9 years, though. Where's time gone?
I know. It's crazy. I cannot believe it was that long ago. Yeah. You know, I haven't been in the WWE for 7 years.
I can
seven.
Believe it. Yeah.
7 years. A lot has changed since then. I'm a married woman now.
Yeah.
Worked for every company known to man. Ring of Honor, New Japan.
TNA.
Worked for them all.
Yeah. Well done.
It's been a good road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you take a break from the industry for a bit?
For a year.
Okay.
I took a break for 1 year. And I thought I was done. I really thought I was done. And then I met this guy when I was doing an independent wrestling show. And, like, he made it okay for me again. Because I was nervous. I've never been the greatest wrestler. And I always wanted to manage. But I didn't have anybody to manage. And so I managed this guy. And I am a real, true manager.
Oh, yeah.
I do his bookings. And
money.
I all of it. I am a real.
Rooms, rental cars. Everything.
You should pay me.
You.
Oh, yeah, you give me all your checks.
And love.
Got
it. Pays you in kisses.
Love and kisses.
Sex zones.
And sliding into your DMs.
Oh, boy. Oh, my. And we're back to that. All right. Yeah.
So you recently left TNA Impact Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Memories of your run there and what led to your departure?
It was wonderful there. We had a great time. We worked with the best talent in the world. They were fantastic. We really enjoyed ourselves. And, you know, it was one of those things where it was just time to go. It was just time. And, you know, we're excited to see where the road leads us next.
Yeah.
For sure.
TNA was great. It was just time for a change, you know. I think leaving all the talent was the hardest part. Mm-hmm. But
you were there for 2 years?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. Okay.
And it was just, it was time to go. But who knows? We'll go somewhere.
We always do.
If not, we'll just be living on the street in a box.
Where might that be? What are the possibilities right now?
You know, the moon, possibly.
I don't want to wrestle on the moon.
No, you don't want to wrestle on?
No.
But no gravity, man.
I could never bump.
Exactly.
I'd go
this
to fall
perfect.
And just keep floating.
Perfect.
Or maybe the moon.
The moon.
Who knows?
I'll meet you at the moon.
Okay.
Has there been any talks with your former employer, WWE?
Jimmy Jones?
What? Jimmy Jones?
Yeah, that was my former employer.
Okay.
I worked at a golf course.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I haven't talked to him.
No?
I haven't talked to Jimmy Jones in a long time, but actually one of my best friends, her family owned a Jimmy Jones, so that's how I got the job there.
Now you have experience managing.
Yeah, I have experience in managing.
It's all about who you know.
You know, I don't know if Mike would like me coming home smelling like onions all the time, but...
You already smell like onions all the time.
Okay. So maybe it would be okay. Maybe he's immune to it. So maybe I'll consider going to Jimmy John's again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smell like onions.
Onion face!
you're too adorable, the two of you.
We're just nerds.
Nerds.
You're still in the honeymoon phase. It never ends.
I hope it never ends. I don't think it will. Yeah. I really don't think it will. I mean, it's easy when... You're married to your best friend, you know, and that was the thing from the very beginning.
What? Who's your best friend? Me.
Oh, you're my best friend.
Mario, you.
Okay, Michael.
Thank you.
We should rename the show The Love Line.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
This is like a romance.
We could give advice on how.
Be nerds.
Be nerds.
Don't take anything seriously and always be the first to apologize.
Yes. And slide into DMs.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much
for having us on. Maria Kanellis Bennett, the first lady of professional wrestling.
That's me. Good job.
And Mike Bennett.
Perfect. Nailed it.
Along with Ryan Ryder here on Main Event Radio. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.